Okay, today's daf is daf Chof Aleph, and we continue with the relationships of those things that are mutter mamish on Yantav and things that are, because of their potential to be used on Yantav, whether it's considered to be mutter on Yantav. So, b'mir Rav Avya Saba mir Rav Huna. We got into this by the discussion of Nedarim and Nedaveis. Nedarim and Nedaveis, an unusual thing. They're partially roy for the Adam. He has some tzerech in them, but they're not entirely for you. So we had a machlokas about whether you're allowed to bring a Nedarim and Nedaveis on Yantav. Trace that machlokas back, machlokas tanoim, and so on. So in a rather sneaky way, comes along Rav Avya Saba and asks, Rav Huna, let me ask you something. Suppose you have a behema which is owned half by a goy and half by a Yisrael. Is he allowed to shecht that behema? Mar l'shachta b'yamtav? Or mar l'mutar? It's mutar? Oh, so he said, if that's the case, v'chima bein zel in the dorm in the davis. If you're telling me that I'm allowed to shecht for the chelek that I have, so when I shecht a shlomi, what's the difference? You're telling me chelek of it goes l'gavoa. Nu, so what? But the chelek of it, I'm going to eat. There's no way for me to shecht half of the animal. So in order for me to get my place, I'm going to have to shecht the whole thing. So what's bichlal the makor of not bringing a neder and a davar?
So in that case, you only you give half the goy and half.
Yeah, obviously. Now he owns it, but I can't steal it from him. Or Marley, so Rav Huna's brilliant answer to Rav Avya Saba, which was rather insulting, was, ooh, look at the little birdie up there. Ooh, look. There's an orif flying right overhead.
Better than the cow.
Incoming. Kinafak. So Rav Avya Saba was mamish from the greatest ge'enim. Later on, there's all kinds of meisim that he never, even when he was in the grave, he continued to live. All the story in the Gemara and the Zohar, it's full of meisim beremes, but they're all about Rav Avya Saba. So when Rav Avya Saba went away, so Rabba, Rav Huna's son, asked Rav Huna, excuse me? Lav, I know Rav Avya Saba. Well, did I make a mistake? Wasn't that Rav Avya Saba that you always talk about him as being such a Adam Godel? The Mishtabech Lamar Begave the Gavar Rabu, and he walked away mamish feeling like an idiot. Like, you're telling him, look at the little birdie. I'm all. Oh, Marley, Sir Rav Huna says, I'm my avid. What am I supposed to do? You know, today I just finished giving a drosha, 3 hours drosha for Yontev. I'm hungry. I'm tired. This guy comes along, but I mean, he asks me something I'm supposed to concentrate on. What's he talking about? So you know, you got to time your questions correctly. You're just a little birdie. That's great. L'maisa, there's all types of rumozim. But they're very nice because Urva Parach, we darshan, Chazal darshan, that what's the pshat shchorot ke'orev? When we refer to Divrei Torah, Tamei Chachomim, are shchorot ke'orev. So it says that these are people that are mashchirin peneyam al Divrei Torah, that they're cruel to themselves, to their children, the way an orev is cruel to their children because they have to be sitting and learning. So Urva Parach is the pshat, since it's now Yontav and so on, it's time for the Orev to get out of here. I got to treat myself nice a little bit. So he's being Maramis to him. Very cute. Anyway, so Lemaisa asked him, his son, Rabba, for the time of my, what is the reason? Lemaisa Rabavia Saba's point is a brilliant point. If you can only have your chelek by shechting the animal, Maisa, we discussed this early on in the Mishnah. We already discussed what possible reason would there be if you're going to be nene yourself from half of it. So what's the reason? So he said, the reason is like this. A behema chetzi shal nochri v'chetzi shal Yisrael is mutter l'shachta b'yant of the Iyev shar l'kezayet basar b'lo shchita. There's no way for you to get your half without shechting the whole animal, right? I don't care if you owned only kezayet. But you should know that with the dorim and the doves, you don't own any of it. The dorim and the doves are shal l'shachtot b'yant of the keanim ki kazachu mishulchan gavua kazachu. In the same way that the keanim is the chos of a shark, of a shlomi, not that you give it to them, but as it says, mi ishai, chalkam nasati mi ishai, It's there from my table. I, Kevayochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, share with them. That's true of the Bailim as well. Ultimately, the chelek that Yisrael has in his Korban Shlomim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is granting him from his table. In which case, it comes out that the entire Shechit is not really Lachem. It's really L'Gavoah. The fact that you're convinced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave you a chelek, that's all very nice. But you're not really shechting for yourself. So Mamela, since over there the tzarech of the Shechita entirely is Kikazochem Yishulchan Gavoah Kazochu, we view it as if none of it is yours. It's a very fascinating thing. As Tosis points out, L'Chayah, there should be dependent on the Machlokas with Yossi, and the Chachonim, with this Aglili, about whether Kotche Kotchim is Mammon Bailim. Or whether Kotche Kotchim is considered to be Mammon Gavoah. Right? I mean, if you tell me it's always Mammon Bailim, but over here, we're talking about after Zrika. After Zrika, for sure now, it becomes Kodesh. And it's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you, okay? So that means that even though it's yours at that point, he says it's true, it's mama, it's your mama, but nonetheless, where were you Zochet at that moment? You were Zochet at that moment, Mishulchan Gavoah, an unbelievable thing. Which means the Iker of the carbon is the Tzorach Gavoah.
The word Lehit Oshesh, to revive oneself, is that related to this Ashisha and Kfui?
I think so. Isn't it? Ashisha is like something that gets you a little bit high and relaxed. It's a Su'udah. Nitoshesh is the same word. I don't think it's related. I think it's not related.
Isn't it's it? The same.
I think it's the same word. Omer of Chista. Behim, it could be that the modern Hebrew use of Lehitoshesh, you know, is based on this. And there was a yom samchuni ba'ashishot. I need ashishot in order to be mitchazek. So it becomes now reflexive. I don't know how old that usage is. But I think it's the same word. Omer of Chista. Behim ha'chetzia shel shenochri. V'chetzia shel Yisrael mutar l'shochta b'yomtem. Says Rav Chisda. As we've just established, there's no problem in shechting a behema which belongs half to you and half to a goy. As we said, yev shalak azayit basar b'lo shechita. There's no way to get that piece of meat, even if it's only one kazayit, without shechting the whole behema. However, if you have an isa, you have a dough, which is chetzi shanokhi v'chetzi shel Yisrael, you cannot bake the entire dough. Asur la'afotah b'yom tov. Because you can't say I have to bake the whole thing in order to have my chelek. Split it and leave that chelek for the guy, which you don't bake, and you don't do a malach on yontif, the part that's yours. You could do the malach on yontif. So Tosfos asks, what about the Gemara before where we said that you're allowed to even bake an entire oven, even though you only need patachat? Right? He says, and it's difficult to believe that this is not going according to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, because that's how we paskin. We paskin like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that it's mut. So why should this be worse than over there? And he says it is worse. Because if the entire thing belongs to you, then lamaisa, you have the rishus to eat whichever one you want. You can't point to something and say, this thing is being baked on yontif shalo letzarech. Each part of it, okay, I'm not going to eat all of it, but anything that you look at, I can eat. Mashenken, over here, or you have the Svar of Hayel as well. So if somebody would come up, so I would feed the whole thing, any more than I thought I would need. Mashenken over here, how can you bake something which you don't have reshus for, Bichla? That's a different issue. Mosiv Reb Chana Bachaniloi, Isat. Did I skip? I'm okay.
No.
Isat klavim. So Reb Chana Bachaniloi asks a brilliant question. It says over here in the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Challah, Lagabi L'chiv of Challah, is you sometimes bake bread that is only roi for dog food. Today they charge a premium for them. They call that a super health bread with high fiber content. Seriously, it says in the Peskin that's with Mursan. The very high fiber content. So only dogs eat that kind of thing. You know, nowadays we're happy to be dogs. So bisman, So like this, I wouldn't give it a din of lechem bichlal. So it shouldn't be chayiv in challah. I can't be yotzeh matzah with it. And so on. All the dinim that's nogeya bread, which we'll do a list in a moment. However, if it's made so that the ro'in ochlin mimena, the shepherd, sure, he eats some of it, gives some of it to the dogs. So over there, the fact that it's kavua for his usage gives it a shem lechem. So then, because of that, it's chayav espechala, a ma'arvim ba, another definition of bread, that you can use it for ayruvei chatzeres, mishtatvim ba, you can use it for shitof avos, mevorachin alea, you make a mitzvah lechem in haaretz on it, mizamnim alea, you say birchas hamazon on it, and you even kevea the zimun on it. V'nefet b'yom tov. Here it says v'nefet b'yom tov. V'yadam yotzeba yedei chavato b'pesach. I don't get it. Why isn't, you said that if it's partially for you and partially for the guy, so you have to cut off the part that's for you. So over here you should cut off the part that's for the dogs. Here it says nefet b'yom tov. The whole thing is nefet b'yom tov. Couldn't you now, while it's still a dough, why should it be baked? Cut off that piece of the dough and just take out your own. No, that's different, because shayna yisat klavim, hu il ve'efshalafai san b'nevela. Look, if you had a piece of dead meat to throw to the dog, so the dog would be very happy, and it'll leave the whole wheat bread for you. Believe me, you eat the whole wheat bread. What do you think, I am a dog? So over there, because of Hayil, the whole bread is roy for you. Wait a minute. Rav Chista doesn't hold of Hayil. Rav Chista is the main shita that doesn't hold of Hayil. Mi yisleil Rav Chista Hayil. V'yayitmar ha'ofem yom tov l'chol. What's the din of Hayil? The whole din of Hayil is that if you do a malacha on Yontif, and it's possible, theoretically, at the time that you did it, that it would have been necessary for Yontif, even though you have no such plan, the din of Hayil is that you're potter for doing that malach on Yontif. So Reb Chista says, if you cook on Yontif for outside of Yontif, and you're not going to eat it now on Yontif, it's after you ate your meal. So Reb Chista says, you're like it. Rabban, this is a Yisoid Gadol throughout all of the dinim of Yontif that we paskin like Rabban. Rab Amar Ein Aloka, even though you are over clearly a malacha on Yontif, you're not going to get malchus. Rav Chista Amar Loka, why Loka? Because Lo Yamrinan Hayalim Mikloy LaYorchim Chazile. We don't say that since in the event that if suddenly a horde of guests would have walked in, so he would have been very happy to have this extra bread now. They didn't think he was going to use fianta. So therefore, Ashtanami Chazile, it's considered to be, because of that theoretical possibility, it's considered to be lachem, be sure that you did it, and therefore you're not chayim. So therefore, we don't say such a thing, and you did a malacha, what's nafkamina? Whereas Rab Amar, no, you're never going to get malchus, unless, of course, as Tosfos points out, it's the last minute of yantiv. So there's no way, by the time you finish it, there'd be no way for Orchim to come to you to feed it to them. There's no time. Then Eirachinami. But as long as there's a theoretical possibility that Hayil, so in a loka, because I'm reading Hayil. So then that means that it can't be that Reb Chista is the shita that's saying all the year that it's all based on the fact that if you would have an avail, but you don't have an avail. I mean, if you would have an avail. He doesn't hold of the theoretical possibilities. He only holds of the actualities, says Rav Chista. You're right. We said it wrong, but am I to understand that Dafka today you left my tea at home? Is that what I'm to understand? I get spoiled and you make me count on you? Chas v'shalom. Doesn't mean the theoretical possibility. It's talking about lotema hoyel. Sorry, I said that wrong. It's not hoyel the efsher, but rather that the case is talking about kigon de isle in the veil of Evadai. This shepherd always has a little bit of nevela to throw to the dogs. So vada efshelafaisa benevela. If he would want, it's not theoretically, lamaisa, he's baking this. It's completely suitable for him. You know what I mean? It's suitable for him. He's going to have to give it to the dog. Why does he have to give it to the dog? He'll give a piece of meat instead. Who says he have to give it to the dog? That's not called already Hayal. Hayal's a theory. This is that it's biyada. If it's biyada, even Rav Chisda is maida. Bomi nei Ravuna. Hani b'nei baga. There are Jews that live way out in the sticks.
And the box.
Sorry? There are differences of the fact that, like, beyond half an acre, he can't eat more than half. While with the dogs.
That's.
And with the dogs, he can eat.
What do you mean? And let the dogs starve, you mean?
The dogs don't have an ownership. I mean, the goy has half the ownership.
Yeah, but the ownership isn't nogea at this point. The ownership would be nogea like we said, like Tosfos is nafkamina in terms of being oifa anyway, since because there it's roi for you. But over here, I mean, if you're not planning on using it, then the lechayra the samchus is because of ayo. No, the same way if you already ate and you break, so according to Rav Chisda, you'd be chayiv. So over here, it's like there's basically enough for you and for the dog. If you have your share, why are you baking the dog share? Lemaisa, by the way, of course, we already saw before Rabbi Akiva's matir, the dog share. But okay, I mean, we're assuming right now that the dog share is a problem. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But okay, so that nafkamina lechora wouldn't be nogea here. Boimine Ravuna, Hanibine Baga, Jews that live out in the sticks. The Romo alayo kimcha de bnei chela was very often what the government would do. Is that instead of paying their taxes, they would be responsible for barracking soldiery or for baking for them. In other words, they would have to take care if soldiers would pass through town. It's their responsibility. Huh? Yeah, it is. So they would have to bake for the soldiers. So kimcha levnei chela. The Rama like kimcha levnei chela government made them responsible for baking for soldiers. So mahu la'afuta b'yomtov, Shaila is over there, can they bake on yomtov? So amale chazina, what you have to do, said Ravuna, is you have to see the situation. Iyal vile riftav yonukav lo kapte, if lemaisa you'd be able to give any piece that you want to a kid, and they wouldn't be makbid. So then that means, every piece that you give, the soldiers are not going to be makbid that you gave some of it to a kid, because you went to all of this trouble for them, and you baked for them, and so on. So it's okay. So then it comes out that whatever you're baking is lemaisa roi to give to your own child. So then it's okay. But if not, it's not okay. Asks the Gemara of Atanya, Maisa b'Shimon Atimni, Shelo ba'hem b'shel Beit HaMidrash. There was once a Maisa of Shimon, who came from Timna, that he didn't show up to the Beit HaMidrash at night, the evening before they used to have, Tosfos brings Raya from here, not here, but Tosfos brings Raya from here, they used to have Shiurim on Leil Shabbos. Shiurim in the Beit HaMidrash, Friday night. So he didn't show up. B'Shachris, the next morning, Yudha ben Bava finds him. Oh, ma'alom, ipnei ma'alom, bata emesh l'beit ha-midrash, what happened to you at the shir? Oh, ma'alom, ay, he said, we had a disaster. Baleshet barli irenu, a baleshet, which still comes from the same lotion that we use today, bolesh. A baleshet is somebody who does detecting, but when we use it in the sense here of baleshet, it means they were looking around to see what they could steal from the Jews, so baleshet was that a group of goyim had come to town. They were going through all the Jewish houses to take what they could. Yeah. Boy, they were gonna leave us with nothing. Let me tell you. It was Yontif. So what we did is we made a big party for them. You know, it was gishmak, so everybody was happy. Came a little to drink. We made a barbecue. All of a sudden we were all friends. And they left us in peace. So we had a horrible day, so I never made it to Shir. Omar Los, Yehuda ben Bava said to Shimon HaTimni, "No, you think that's such a good thing that you did? I don't know. You got a lot of schar in saving all your money, and now you're going to burn in hell for it. So I don't know which one is better." What kind of business is that? What, you shechted an animal for goyim? Who gave you you were over on a nisidi rice on Yom Tov? What, so you saved your money? What, so now, according to you, I thought you said that the point is over here that if it would be okay, certainly, I mean, you went ahead and you made a barbecue. So what, they're going to be makbid if you give some to your kids. I mean, you said as long as they're not makbid, chazina, if they're not makbid, it's considered to be every piece is roi for you. So why isn't the barbecue roi for you? So you see that reasoning is wrong, according to Yehuda ben Bava. It wasn't a kosher animal. So it wasn't roi for them at all. But it's roi leklavi. V'chazi leklavi.
The Jewish dogs?
Yeah, of course the Jewish dogs. So what about that? Tanoi, the Tanya, achasher yachel kol nefesh ulevado yaseh lachem. What does the Torah say, l'chol nefesh? What does it say? Achasher yachel, l'nefesh. If it says l'chol nefesh, the mashma'ut is, shomei ani afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. Kol nefesh, I mean, it calls nefesh behema nefesh. Kinyan shenemar, umake nefesh behema yishalmena. Nefesh tachas nefesh. So nefesh behema is called nefesh. Kol nefesh should mean that I should be allowed on Yontif to make dog food and to cook food for my dog. Why not? It's also a nefesh. Tamud l'malachem. Therefore, the Torah stresses, no, let's not take that too seriously. Hulavado yaseh lachem. So then it's dafka for you and not for your dogs. Lachem v'lo leklavim. Divi Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Akiva, no, what do you mean? I feel a nefesh behema b'mashma. Adarab, it's taka saying that you should be allowed to shecht and to do whatever malacha you need to do for your dog. In kein mata mudlomar lachem, how does Rabbi Akiva explain the lachem? Lachem v'lo lovdei kochavim. You can't make it for goyim. Umara yitel rabot et haklavim v'lo tziyat ovdei kochavim. How do you know which one to be maitzi, which one to be marba? Marba niyat haklavim shemizonotam alecha. The klavim are included because the Torah makes me responsible for the klavim. But motziani avdei kochavim, shem bezonotam alecha. I don't have responsibility to feed the goyim. So therefore, my responsibility is also considered to be included in lachem. And that's why the Torah says, kol nefesh. Okay. So Yehuda ben Bava held, there was a chil. He held like Rabbi Yossi. Doesn't mean that necessarily there wasn't an answer.
But the dog doesn't have to be cooked for.
You know, it's a fascinating thing. It has to be shechted or killed. A fascinating thing that sounds to us like ancient issue that used to happen to the Jews, Nebuch, that lived out in the sticks. There's a tshuva from Ramesha about exactly such a mice. He says that I was asked by a woman who the government forced to bake, and if she wouldn't bake, then she had to pay this enormous fine.
In America?
I don't know. It could be that it was like an old child. Who knows? It could have been community service kind of thing, in which she, you know, I don't know what the details are, but it's a pella. He had actually this shaila, and I mean it was nogeah how to learn the whole sugya. Lemaisi ended up being mater her. She had baked before Yontif, and all of a sudden it was like a whole big thing that they needed something on Yontif. Was it okay for her to bake? And he said, yeah.
These boys from Baga.
She had a dog or
no? these citizens of Baga. They had the problem every Shabbos.
Baga is not a place, by the way. Baga just means the sticks.
But,
But they had the danger of every Shabbos that they had this problem. Why was the problem only on Yom Tov? I mean, they were in charge of this flower, for the, and if the soldiers showed up on Shabbos, what do they do?
Nothing. Obviously, there was nothing to do about it on Shabbos. Unless they're going to kill you. But it wasn't a question of getting killed. Here they had prepared. It was a Maaser Shehayah that they came on Shabbos. So what's the deal?
On Shabbos, they wouldn't be allowed to do anything.
It's very interesting because Tosfos speaks out over here. See, there's a machlokas, really a little bit Rashi and Tosfos. Why do we say that it has to be Roy to give to the kid over here? Didn't we say before the Reb Chisda said that if it's Efshel Mifliga, which it's Efshel Mifliga Belisha, you have to be Pelik Belisha. So Lechayre says that this is arguing because he's saying that that it would be Mutter if. The Reb says, what do you mean? Why is it arguing? It's Bechalal not arguing. Over here it's talking about it doesn't belong to you. So it's not similar to the other case at all. So now what about this case of the Bnei Chela? If that's the case, it's yours. This is not yours. It's talking about that indeed it belonged to the Goy. That's why we had to see whether once you bake it, so then the Goy feels, no, you went to so much tircha, you made such beautiful bread, I don't mind if you give a little bit to your child. That was the Maisa. Ramesha had to go through that whole piece, because the question was, to whom did it belong? That it was Dafka through the act of Afia, that she would be Zaycha. That's what happened over here. It was through the act of Afia that it became Shayech to you. That's the point. Because otherwise the whole sugya breaks down, unless you want to say like Rashi, that it's Chalek on what we said earlier, that it's right to split. It's Bechlal not yours. Okay, and it's very interesting to see how local Maisa coming to life is Maneno exactly such a shaila. Huh? Unbelievable.
Throughout World War II, whenever the armies moved, it's a local village for the bit.
You know, it was clearly different because it was Genega, there would be already it would be sequence of the fascists, the Dikuh of Nefesh. Here was a question of a fine. She was working out a fine by being the baker for the army.
So therefore the mezanecha was alecha? I mean, is that what we would say? I mean, that's the last line, because it was really on her. I mean, she would have to pay enormous fine.
No. That mezanecha, that's just in terms of how to understand the pasuk. It's not a particular case, mezanecha. What does the Torah mean? There wasn't. It was pikuach mamon. It was even there. Even in the case of pikuach nefesh, when you come up with the solution, you're not allowed to use it.
They have to tell you, and then you
go from above. In other words, pikuach nefesh, in cases, I mean, not in all cases, obviously, but let's say, in cases where you, the three cases that you're not allowed to be over, right? So for pikuach nefesh, if you're over, you're potter. Mm-hmm. Okay, but what about if you come out with the idea yourself? Let's say you're sick. You're a vampire. You're dying. So the only way that you can live is by sucking someone's blood and killing you. So if you went ahead and you sucked out all his blood and he died, so l'chara you would be potter because it was pikuach nefesh. If you didn't suck out all his blood, you would have died. So why is it over there? The Rambam paskins that you're chayev, because in a case where somebody has a gun to your head, they're defining what needs to be done. That's the point. Over here, when you are in a matzav sakana, you want to define what to do to get out of it. That's definitely not considered to be an oines. It's not an oines. That is a different issue. It's two different questions. Oines means it's not your act. It's being forced upon you. Then there's another issue. Is it mutter to do an act which is an aveira in order to save your life or whatever? Those are two completely different questions. And it's necessary to see that, otherwise it's very confusing. So, you know, Kinami, if you have a gun to your head, forget about whether it's mutter or not. It's not your action. You have a separate chiyuv over there of giving up your life. Yaharek v'yavor, not because of your action. Not because it would be your action. It won't be your action.
But you still
have to give up your life because of the chiyuv of v'yahavta. It's a mitzvah sase. It's not because of mitzvah sase. Wow. It's a totally different way of looking at it. So Torah was mechayev you to show your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? There too, by the way, there's two completely different. Even within that, there's two subsets. one is passive and one is active. So if you have a gun to your head, and now the shaila is, you have to pull the trigger. In pulling the trigger to kill the other person, it's not considered to be your act. Because of the gun to your head, it's as if he took control of your brain. But nonetheless, it's an act that is being done with you. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's you are the one who pulled the trigger, just not with your own das. But suppose the guy takes you as a baseball bat to smash the other guy's skull in. Right. So in other words, do you have to fight and die to prevent that from happening? He wants to throw you on a child, let's say, that's on the ground. Do you have to fight and be killed or not? So that's actually a machlokas rishonim about whether there's an essential difference between passivity, which goes in also to the question of Esther Karka Elam. Mm-hmm. That's the whole shayla. That's like Esther was passive. So b'chalal, is there a chiyuv of Mesiris? Are we supposed to fight such a thing and go along with such a thing? It's not my act. It's not an act. Forget about my act. Yeah, but it's a very complex circuit. It's not, people throw it all in as if it's one issue. Okay. Omalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef l'Rav Yosef l'Rav Yosef. And according to Rav Yosef Aglili, the Yomer Lachem v'lo l'Klovim, explain to me something. So how is it that we feed on Yontev, Sufli, L'chiyusa, Echashin on Yontev? We give over the seeds of the dates, which are certainly not roy for us to eat. We give it over to them on Yontev, but I thought you said we're not allowed to give anything which would be usur, is not included in the Lachem, if it's for an animal, unless it's like Rabbi Akiva. But how does Rabbi Yosef really understand it? By the way, Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Shmuel that even though normally the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva Michaviro, and over here it's just Rabbi Yosef Aglili who's arguing Rabbi Akiva, you'd think that we'd paskin like Rabbi Akiva that it's mutter leklavi. But since the Stam Mishnah and Chala that we brought before about the Isas Klavim, that it's mutter lehafesa, implies that if it wouldn't be for the fact that the roya had, doesn't imply, it says, if it wouldn't be for the fact that the roya has a chelik in it, it would be asr. Why is it asr? I'm baking it for my kelev. So you see that the Stam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. It's like Rabbi Yosef Aglili in this case. Therefore, we paskin like Rabbi Yosef Aglili in this case. Brings to us, and that's indeed how we paskin. Now, you can't do it the bayim. Therefore, the Gemara is asking over here. So I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who says, in fact, Tochem v'loy l'klovi. So how is it that we throw these garinim, which are inedible, how is it that we throw them to the chayas? Tosfos says, I said, what in the world does this have to do with it? I said, what is this? Not malach over here. What are we asking? Is it what? It's because of the tircha? What exactly are we asking? Why would it be us? Is it because of mukta? Are you trying to tell me now that Michael Bayim is mukta? I mean, so how do we feed tevin to animals if Michael Bayim is mukta? We always give tevin, I understand. Was there a shiloh? What are we asking now from Sufli? Ask Stam, how do we feed animals? Man, can't be that it's because of mukta either. The whole thing doesn't make any sense to me, says Tosfos.
These are animals for which we're responsible.
Yeah, your behemoth's out there in the barn. So Tosfos says that these Sufli is a unique situation. Sufli themselves are not really normally roy for animal feed either. They're hard. They're very hard and big. The only way in which they're actually used is when you grind them up. You can't grind them up on Yontav. So therefore, what we would say is, don't actually grind them, you cut them into pieces, which is this is rabbanan, similar to teichi. Okay. So therefore, since they're only roy, ayyadei hadchak, and they require a tikkun gadol, so therefore we should say that they're asr. That must be what the Gemara wants to mean. If you would hold that it's mutter to be making for your kelev, I wouldn't ask this question. So, okay, so then go ahead and you can do whatever you need to make it edible. But if you hold you can't do what you need to make it edible, which is to cut it up, so why indeed is it mutter bichlal? That's the point that the Gemara is asking. But not stam that animal feed is mukta. Or marle, so he answered them, because lemaisa, you can burn these things. They're fuel.
Since on Yontif you're allowed to make a fire, so what's the problem? You put them into your oven. So since you'd be able to put them into your oven, so he gets the same tirchus, throw them to the animal. Says this, it's chazul ha'seka. Teinach b'yavisht, that's all very nice if they're dried out, garinim. How about beretifta? How about if they're still now fresh? Ma'ikal amima, you're going to put into an oven. Or ma'alei chazul ha'hesek gadol, you're put into a big fire, no? To heat the room. Okay.
The heat will overcome the
Teinach b'yontiv, that's all very nice on yontiv. By the way, there's some shaila. We'll see later on. I mean, it's Nagaya, the Mishnah later on today's daf. Whether you can turn on the heat on yontiv. Yeah, because the shaila is it considered to be shavah l'chol nefesh, or are you a little bit mufunak, that you're feeling chilly and don't want to bother putting on a sweater and so on? But wait till we get to the Mishnah. If you think of chazal hesek gadol, one has to define which hesek gadol particularly would be butter. Teinach b'yontiv, I mean, b'shabbos ma'ikal amima, how exactly do we deal with these tamarim on Shabbos that we bring them out to the animal? You put a little bit on some bread, and since you carry the bread, so you can carry now, you can carry this also. Tosfos says, wait. Hold on a second over here. That whole business about bread, the Gemara said, Beferish, you can only be semich on that for a mace. You put bread on the mace in order to move the body. That was in order that should be a covered on mace to take him out of the sun. I mean, what's a chayach over here? So he says that Enoch Inami, something that you could do from before Yontif, you wouldn't be allowed to do Ayadei Rifta. But on Shabbos, I mean. But the case over here where it becomes now, you ate it on Yontif, so you couldn't do it before Yontif. That we weren't saying was included in things you can't do Ayadei Rifta. And this is Kiddush Shmuel, the Yomer Shmuel, Ose Adam Kotzer Chol Bepat. You can use bread even for things that you would say it's a bizayin for the bread. I mean, how do I use the bread just to carry out these souffles? But we paskin you can. By the way, we don't paskin you can mamish anything. Because you can't cause it to become mos. Usages which destroy the bread and mimamis the pot, we paskin not like this. But otherwise, osanam kol tzorcho bepat. Pligad Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And now, this psak over here. Well, Ravuna said before that since if you wanted to, you could give some of it to your child. It's clearly not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi.
Why did it have to be also Motzah for Shabbos? Why can't I just say it's only okay for Yom Tov?
Because we do it. Of course, yeah. So, the Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mizamnim et anochri b'Shabbat, ve'ein mizamnim et anochri b'Yom Tov, gzer Hashem yarbe b'shvilo. He is not taking into consideration what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says. Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says it's all very nice to say that Lamaisa, anything that you had, you could have used for your own child. Nonetheless, you're not allowed to invite a goy to a meal for your house on Yontif. But you are allowed to invite a goy for your meal on Shabbos. Why? Because on Shabbos, you're certainly not going to be Mechal Shabbos for him. But on Yontif, what if the guy, you see you need more, you'll make something more for him? So you want to impress him, or you want to show him, but then you're not allowed to. Why not? According to what Rav Huna says, even if you're Marba Bishvilo, you could certainly decide, I'll give some of this to my child. So clearly he's chaylik on the psak of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Afila b'Shabbos Nami Lof. Well, don't jump to conclusions over here. Because you invite the guy to your Suda on Shabbos, you're going to have to give him a drink. He's going to leave over some wine in the cup. The wine in the cup is going to be Yayin Nesach. How? Yeah, he drank it. What do you mean? So now, how do you move the cup afterwards? So therefore, you're going to come now to be over on moving it around. So Iachi Didon Nami. Understand? And when you leave over some garbage in your cup, it's not disgusting. Nobody's going to drink that. So how can you move it? It's already something that is not made la'achila v'shtiyah. So it's completely useless.
The goy is going to leave over wine?
So is a tiny bit left over? So, Iachi didon nami. Why isn't there a problem even with our own kosot, right? How about that? They used to use, by the way, the cup, the little bit at the bottom, they would dip. So then a mamish becomes mos. It's not even drinkable, right? So the don nami should be no good. The don chos is time to go. Those chickens out there. Certainly, what do you call the males?
Roosters.
No, what's the other word?
Cucks.
Yeah, they certainly need a little bit of wine. I mean, to get a high, no? So you give them some of the leftovers. What do you want? So chosu tarnagolim. I understand. So did who nami chosu tarnagolim? So why can't you bring out their leftovers? No, what do you mean? It's Yisrael. No. The guy's wine you can't give even to the tarnagol. So l'taltalino agav kasa, can't you carry it away from the table because it's bottled to the coast? Milo amarava l'taltalino kinuna agav kitme af agav dika la'ashivrei etzim, that you're allowed to carry the kinuna. The kinuna was this little metallic container, usually made out of copper, that they would use to bring flame as a hand warmer. You know, so on a fancy table, they would have these little personal heating units. Of what it's not, I'm not. No. I can't see that funny.
Doesn't look anything like this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Looks good. So you're allowed to move that, even though you'd say that is something that is mukta, if it had in it the ash from previous usage. You had been making this ash. Remember, we saw earlier they used to use ash to cover over if a child would dirty the floor. And that would be mukhan, exactly. So if it had ash, you'd be allowed to move it, even though it's things shivrei etzim is certainly not really roy for your use. But agav the kitme, you can move the whole thing. Okay, that's true. That is true. And over here you should say, so the cup would be the equivalent of moving it agav the ash. But over there, it's not Yisra'an, no. It's darg as a mukta. So the darg of a mukta, of something which is set aside from usage because of Yisra'an, no, is a higher mukta than something that is set aside just because you weren't planning on using it. So, ach Yisra'an, no, ninu. Tosfos asks that the entire question sounds nonsensical on the surface. Because what are you asking? This is what? This is a basis of davar asav mutter.
Which, the coast?
No, the case of the kanuna. The kanuna has in it kitma. The kitma is usable. And it has in it shivrei etzim. So understand, so what's the problem? So you have over here a basis where it's not, there's no Isra at all, there's no mukts at all. What's the comparison to over here? It's not considered to be a basis of Dover Asr because it has the kitma that you're going to be using over here. Masha Inkain, the kos only has in it something that's Asr for Tilto. So how are you comparing the two cases? B'chlal not Shayach. Very, very interesting. Three approaches in Tosfos that are very different. I'm just opening the doorway. But, okay. Right. Omalei Ravachim Idiftu Ravina. By the way, again, the two dots over here are simply confusing. Throw them out. Omalei Ravachim Idiftu Ravina. V'la'avike Gerav Shari. That is state. You're saying you can't invite a goy because you're going to have leftovers in your cup. And the leftovers in your cup are motes. So therefore, you can't move them from the table. So you can end up moving mukta. I'm allowed to remove something that is mos on. I can remove a chamber pot, gerav shari. Why can't I remove dirty cups? I don't want it sitting on my table all day. Or Marla, you're right. You can move them. But v'chios and gerav shari l'chatchila. You don't l'chatchila create a situation which will allow you to clean it up. In other words, we're matir, once you have such a matzav in your home, we're matir removing it as the covet of Shabbos. But that doesn't mean invite a guy, create a situation where you're going to be moving mukta because you need to move it because it's disgusting on you. Therefore I say, you should not invite it, even on Shabbos. We don't paskin like this. Paskin, you can invite for Shabbos. Adadre Rava, it should say probably Rabba. He was the one that would be walking Mashmua. So Adadre Rava la Mashmua, the Darash. Adadre means, like Lashon Yadaber, Amin Tachtenu. When you hold someone and move him where you want him to go. It's like a controlling kind of walk. An older person, so you basically move him around. The Darash. Mizamnin es hanochri b'shabes, v'in mizamnin es hanochri b'yomtov, gizera shema yarbe b'shvilo. Marimor u'marzutra, they had a different answer. Suppose a goy would knock on the door on Yomtov. And Shaila is, what do you do? Say, sorry, door is closed. No, what they would say is like this. They would, omrulei, they would say beferish, look, inechalecha b'mayda trichalon mutav. You'd like to be our guest and share our food, and you'll be satisfied with that. We cannot make anything new. It's Yontif, we're not allowed to make anything new. It's safe for you. Well, we're not allowed to bake anymore. So if you're willing to share our fare, please, by all means, come and join us. But we're not going to be able to do anything extra for you, I'm telling you right now. So if you think that you're going to have limited fare, go find yourself a better hotel. No, that's the thing. That's our laws. What can we do? Because we're willing to share. That's Ava. But we don't want you to be uncomfortable. Maybe you'll be uncomfortable.
You can obviously you can go. We don't have any alcohol.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Beit Shammai Omrim, Lo yecham adam b'chamin l'radlav, elim ken ru'uyin l'shtia. Amazing. When it says Asher Ye'achel, it means literally, says Beit Shammai. It's not the pshat. Something that you need. Oichal nefesh means oichal nefesh. Something that you're going to consume internally, either by eating or by drinking. So now, what's your problem? You need hot water to wash your feet. Too bad. Unless you're going to drink it. That's basically all that's matter. Oseh adam medura umitchamem kinegda. A person can make even a fire and can warm himself against that fire. Oh, Iboilo, wait a minute. Who is saying that? Hai medura man katani lav. Is that divrei hakol? Is it that Beit Shammai? It's not that Beit Shammai holds. You need literal consumption. Maybe the pshat of Beit Shammai is that feet are not considered to be the equivalent of echel nefesh. And to warm your whole body where your entire insides need this, that's called the equivalent of echel nefesh. But sore and tired feet, that's not called the equivalent of echel nefesh. Or is this dafka really the shita basil? And according to Beit Shammai, you can't make a fire either. So man katanila, is it divrei akol v'shani leila Beit Shammai ben hana'at kol gufo la'hana'at ever echad? So it's just that Beit Shammai agrees that if your whole body is going to be nana, then it's the equivalent of echol nefesh. Adumah Beit Hillel katanila, maybe indeed this is only Beit Hillel shita, and according to Beit Shammai, it's the same thing as heating water for your feet. You can't eat water for your feet. You can't make a fire to warm your body either. Toshma says the bright, we'll bring a raya, clear raya from the bright. Beit Shammai omrim, lo yaseh adam medura v'itchamem kenegda. Says, beferish, you cannot make a fire to become warm on Yontif, because that's not called oichal nefesh. U'beit Hillel matirin.
But you can warm up your food again. Why can't you use the same fire to warm up your food?
Enochinyani. If you do, but he doesn't hold the mitoich, which is lamaisa, Tosfos is kasha. What good is it to say? Remember, all along we have the machlokas throughout the parak. According to Beit Shammai, we don't say mitoch, which accounts for all of his piskei halakos over here. So according to Beit Shammai, if there's no mitoch, so then what good is it to say that they're ru'i and l'shtia? You're making water for your feet. What do you mean, theoretically, they're ru'i and l'shtia? That's mitoch, shehut v'letzarech, but they're not. It's not for that. Says Tosfos Ein Hachinami, it's talking about that he drinks from it. Enochinami, he has to literally drink from it. So that he makes additional for to warm his feet. And he brings it, it's preferred to Yerushalmi, that you must indeed drink from it according to him. He also brings, interestingly enough, that according to Beis Hillel, this we know, this is what lies behind a lot of the shilas on Yontif. Even according to Beis Hillel, and of course we're passing like this, you don't heat water for your whole body to take a bath. Why? Because everybody requires warming their feet and washing their, at least your hands, your feet, your face. But not everybody requires a full bath on Yom Tov.
So it's not
Shavu L'chol Nefesh. This became the issue of smoking. What's the heter to smoke on Yom Tov? Right. So originally, those who were matir smoking were matir because it's a refuah. Because they believed that smoking was healthy. It helps your digestion. That's how everybody got into smoking. It was considered to be a very useful thing for your digestion. Yeah, it calmed your stomach, and so on and so forth. So then they discovered that it actually was killing you. So, but then the shaila is, once it's killing you, so you say, okay, but I need to have a smoke. I don't need to have a smoke, so why do you need to have a smoke? So then it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh. Once it's not Shavu L'chol Nefesh, it's also even Aliba, the Beit Hillel.
It's a Chilul
Yom. It becomes Chilul Yom. And nothing else.
So why today is it still that? Just because
who says it is?
Sorry, why aren't they ranting and raving?
They are ranting and raving. You know what I mean?
They
are. The Peskim are screaming bloody murder about it. I mean, Lamaisa, you can tie into that. Even though it's killing you, it's still a refuah.
For that one
that's
thing.
A shot. For that thing. Like most refuahs. In other words, if Lamaisa helps your digestion, you can tie into trouble. But it's very difficult to say. That's something which Bedavka, so many people refuse to do, should be called Shavu L'chol Nefesh. They won't do it even the refuah. The whole thing seems outrageous.
Just because of our awareness from the 40s.
Yeah, exactly. No, but fine, but Lamaisa, people will not do this. You're telling me it's Shavu L'chol Nefesh, that's why you're doing it when more than half of the earth is ready to kill you for smoking in their house. Come on. Very difficult.
In the Old Yishuv Court Museum, there's a picture of this old ads. So there's two runners running. It's called Sports Cigarettes, the healthiest cigarette for you.
Mamish.
Mamish.
Wow.
Bottom floor.
Okay, Enochinat. That's really what they believed. I mean, it's a great way to get your lungs moving. You know? It's amazing. Yeah. Who knows what else was going on?
Okay.
Yeah.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Shlosha devarim Rabbi Gamliel machmir kidivrei Beit Shammai. There were three things, even though normally halacha Beis Hillel, three things that Rabbi Gamliel used to be machmir like Beit Shammai. First of all, ein tomnim et hachamim lechatchila b'yontev. He held that a yontev that was an erev Shabbos, you cannot do hatmon. The Gemara is going to ask, what are you talking about? With an erev tafshilin or without an erev tafshilin? So that was one thing, which doesn't seem to make much sense. Ein zokfim et ha-menorah b'yom tov. It's not clear what that's talking about. You don't pick up a menorah, put together a menorah. Again, the Gemara is going to make it clear what happened. Ve'ein ofim pitin gritzin el rikikin. If you're baking on Yom Tov, you don't go to Tircha to bake very big, thick breads. You bake thin breads that are easy to put out so to avoid Tircha. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, I can tell you, in our family, Mimeim Shel Beit Abba, from as far back as I can remember as a kid, I know in our home they would never bake a regular challah, they would bake only thin bread. Amrullah, so what are we supposed to do? You're telling us about how your father's Manasel Beit Avicha. Are you machmirim al atzmam? It's all very nice that they want it to be machmir for themselves, not to be tereach. But obviously, mekilim l'kol Yisrael. You think they ever paskin for anybody else that no, you're not allowed to bake a challah on yantiv? Liot ofim pitim gritzim, even to bake chararim they would allow them to make, which are a lot of tircha. Those are the eish tanur. In those days, they had an eish that was made a pot that was made directly on charcoal. It's very difficult to make. Went to a lot of tircha. A lot of people enjoyed eating that. They were matir. So let's go through these three cases. First case you said was, Rabbi Gamliel was machmir, ein tom nimet achamim. What was that supposed to mean? Echidami. He did anach erev tafshilin. You had an erev tafshilin. What kind of chumra is there? Not, where did Beit Shammai say, but if you have an erev tafshilin, you can't do hatmona? My time in Beit Shammai. But it's talking about you didn't make an error. So what's the heter of Beis Hillel? not up to be making from Yontav Shabbos. So my time in the Beis Hillel, Amr Vuna, Liyola Mei Melacha, Shalomi Niyavir of Tavshim. Indeed, the case is that they didn't make an Erev. So you'll say, so what would be the basis of Beis Hillel to say that you could? Kidei Chayav Shorele Rabbonim. In a case, and we talk a paskin like this, in a case where nobody made an Erev Tavshin, you don't even have what to be Semech on. So nobody made an Erev Tavshin for you. So in that case, the Rabbonim were matir, at least to have something to eat on Shabbos. So Beis Hillel said you could make, you could do a Hatamon also, a little bit to have for Shabbos. This is Ravuna L'shitasa. The Yom Ravuna Mishaloi Niach Erev Tavshilin, Ofim Lo Patachat, you make for him a little bit of bread. By the way, Summer Medayik here, Ofim Lo means only other people can make for him. But Lamais, a lot of Rishonim argue. Say, Ofim Lo is Lav Davka. He can make himself too. A person who forgot and he's in his own place and doesn't have anybody around to help him or that would have left, he can even bake for himself one bread. He can put together a little cholent. Light a candle. He shouldn't be sitting in the dark on Shabbos. Wait a minute. No herring. Can make him a little bit. Do a little bit of tzliya, a small fish. You need the bright. It says, "Mishaloi niach eruv etavshilin, ofin lo patachat, tomin lo kederachat, matvikin lo etaner, v'chamin lo kiton echad." Make him a little bit of hot water. Has to have his tea. V'yeshom rimav tzalim lo da katan. Rava says, I think the point over here is he's talking about that he did have an eruv tavshil. Li'olam sheniach. But that doesn't mean you could do hatmana. Because look, when you make an Erev Tavshilin, everything that you're doing today can't be seen as being done for Shabbos. It's like you're continuing your Yontav Achonas. But if you do hatmana, then it's obvious that you're doing this only for Shabbos. What are you putting this away for? I thought you were making it in order to, oh, you're preparing for Shabbos. But you're not supposed to prepare for Shabbos. So therefore, an Erev Tavshilin isn't Matir Hatamona. Shiny Hatamona. The Mukha Milsa. The Adaita the Shabbat HaKavir. It's clear that you're doing this in order to be making for Shabbos. Eisve Abaye. Chananya Omer Bet Shammai Omrim. Ein Ofim Elim Kein Yirev Bepat. Excuse me. You're telling me it was Machmer like Bet Shammai. Beit Shammai himself disagrees with what he's being marked like Beit Shammai. Chananya said that Beit Shammai, you saw earlier, you want to bake for Shabbos, your Erev has to have bread in it. You want to cook for Shabbos, your Erev has to have tafshil in it. So, ein mevashilin lekein Erev betafshil. You want to do hatmana, you can only do hatmana if you have chamin tumunim, me Erev yontev. So then that becomes your Erev. Your Erev included Hatmana, so then you can do Hatmana on Yom Tov. But he certainly doesn't say, since it's obvious that you're doing it for Shabbos, you can't rely on an Erev. You can't rely on Erev. He's just defining what kind of Erev. The same way that he argues with Beis Hillel about whether you bedafka need to have the same exact thing that you're going to be doing on Yom Tov. Do you have to have it before Yom Tov? So he argues whether you need to have Hatmana before Yom Tov for Yom Tov. No. But he certainly agrees you can do Hatmana before Yontif. Afagav the Mukha Milsa da Daita the Shabbos Kavi, even though it's 100% clear that he's doing this for Shabbos. And you're trying to tell me that Rabbi Gamliel was being machmer like Beit Shammai when Beit Shammai himself disagrees with Rabbi Gamliel. That's crazy. Elam Rabbiah, I'll tell you what the Pshat is. It's a beautiful Pshat. The Pshat is like this. It's talking about he made an Erev Tavshilin. The Shaila was, Ram Gamliel was Machmir, like Chananya, Liba the Beit Shammai. That's the Pshat. See, he made the Erev Tavshilin that we make. Piece of bread, a little bit of gefilte fish. But not Hatmana. So Ram Gamliel was Machmir. If you didn't do Hatmana from Erev Yontif, you can't do Hatmana on Yontif for Shabbos. That was the Chumrah. To be machmer like Chananya in Beit Shammai.
It's still being on the fly.
Boy, minei Rav Avya Sav, ami Ravuna. Behema ketzer shal nochri veketzer shal Yisrael mal l'shakta b'yomtem. Amale mutar. Amale aha. V'chima ben zel in the dorm the davis. Amale, ooh, look at the little birdie. Kinafak amale rabba b'rei. What? Rabba, I know Rabbi Yisavad, mishtabeh le mar begaleh degav rabu. How do you let him be walk away so embarrassed? Amale, m'may avidle, ani ayom samchuni b'ashishot, rabduni b'tapuchim, u'boi me'em mils to the boy, taima. What is taima? Behema, ketch shanachish, ketch shal yisro, muta l'shach, that yev shalik yizayet basar b'lo shchita. Aval nadorim, v'nadovis, otso l'shach, nam b'yom to the kohanim, ki kazochu, mishulchan gavo ha-kazochu. Omra chista. Behema, ketch shal nochri, ketch shal yisrael, mutar l'shach, to b'yom to, di'i efshar l'k yizayet basar b'lo shchita. But isa, ketch shal nochri, ketch shal yisrael, asu lafota b'yom to, do'y efshalayim lefagabalisha. Mots of Rafkana Bakaniloi, Isat Klavim, Bisman Sharoim, Ochlimimena, Chayevet Bekala, Arvimba, Mishtatvimba, Mivorkin Aleo, Mizan Nimala, Vinefet Beyomtov, Vodam Yotzebo Yedekovas Bepesak, Vamai, Ayab Shalomiflaga, Belisha, Shiny Isat Klavim, Oh, Vef Shalaf, Faisan Benevela, Meet my Lord Christo, who ill, Vait Barof, Miyomtov Lacho, Rav Chista Amar Loke, Rav Amar Eina Loke. Rav Chista Amar Loke, Lo Amrina Lahoya Lo Mikloy Lay Orchim, Choz Lay Ashna Michazile, Rav Amar Eina Loke Amrina Lahoya, Ela Lo Tema Ho Il Ve Efshar, on the Eat Lay Nevela, the Vada Efshar La Faisa Ben Nevela. Boy, my name is Ravuna, Hani B'dei Paga, the Roma Lay Kimcha La B'nei Chela, Ma'o Lay Afot Abiyam Tov, Amar Lo, Chazina, I have a gift on the nuke of the top days, then call out of a hot has you look of a shark. But he love a sur. I have a tanya mice of a shimena timni, shaloba emesh, lebeta midrash, bishacharit, matzo, yoda bambova, a malo, mipne malo bata emesh, lebeta midrash, a malo baleshit boy me reinu, ubikshalach tofet kolayir, shachatum a megel, bechalnum. Oh man, did we have a what do you call them? How do you call a barbecue?
A bride.
A bride. Upatarnum le shalom. Omala tamea nim lo yatras chalchem by absitchem. Shere yamra torah lachem velo lov de kochovi. Mamaya chazil mecho mine. Om Rav Yosef ego trefa boy. Chazil le klobim. Tanoi yiditanya. Ach, asher yachel lechol nefesh levado yes. Elachem. Mimash v'shem lechol nefesh. Shemeya neifel nefesh behima b'mash. Kini tshremer maken nefesh behima yishamena. Tamud lomar lachem v'lo leklavim. Divir Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva omer afilu nefesh be'ima b'mashma. Im kein ma tamud lomar lachem? Lachem v'lo levdei kochavim? Umar ha'ita l'rabot et haklavim l'hoziya et ovdei kochavim? Marbe ani et haklavim shemezonotam alecha. Umotziya ani et ovdei kochavim shein mezonotam alecha. Omar li abay l'Rabbi Yossi. L'Rabbi Yossi Aglili yomer lachem v'lo leklavim. Ani suf to lechiyut eich ha'shadim u b'yomtev. On Balayo, you, Vichozola Saka, Tenach Biavishta, Retifta Maikala Mema, On Malay, Chazola Zagoda, Tenach Bionta, Beshavis Maikala Mema, Tatalin Layagav Rifta Kirishmuel, Yamashmuel, Osa Adam Koltzer Hobepat, Plig the Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Dom Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Mizam Nimet and Ochri Beshabat, Vain Bizam Ninet and Ochri Biopto, Zershami Yarbe Bishvilo, Ravacha Bayakov and Rafil Beshabat Damilo, Jim Shirei Kosot. So what about our own Shirei Kosot? No, our own, our Chozot Tarnagoli. So they do Nami Chozot Tarnagoli? No, they do Yisrael Nanino. The Tatalino Agav Kasa, Milom Arava Metatalin Kenuna Agav Kitme, Af Agav Dika Leshivra Eitzim, Hasem Lav Yisrael Nanino, Och Yisrael Nanino. Omele Ravach Midifta Ravina. Why isn't it just a Gerav Sharei? The Chiyosu Gerav Sharei Lechatchila. Adabri Rav Lamar Shmuel V'Dorash, Mizamnim et Anochri B'Shabbat, Vein Mizamnim et Anochri B'Yom Tov, Gzeira Shem Yarbe B'Shvilom. Marimur Marzutra, Kavim Miklul Anochri B'Yom Tov. Omrulay, Inech Lagab Amay De Trichalon, good. V'lo, I'm sorry, but Tircha Yeter Adai Tadidach, we can't do. Bet Shamay Omnim Lo Yecham Adam Chamin L'Raglav, Elim Ken Ru'uyin L'Shtiyah, Bet Yilil Matirim. Hosea Adam Madura, Umit Chamim Kedai, wait a minute. In which case, Shani Lulabet Shamai being Hanat Kogufo in Medura, which is Mutter, and the Hanat Ever Echad, which is not considered to be Ochal Nefesh. O Dilma, it's only Beit Hillel Katani Lulabet Enochinami, Beit Shamai, holds that even a Madura is Osir. Tashma, Beit Shemai Omrim, Lo Yase Adam Madura Vichamim Genegda, Ubeit Yileo Matirim. Shlosha Dvorim Rabba Gamliel Machmir Kedivrei Beit Shemai. In Tomnim Et Achanim Lachatchila B'Yom Tov, En Zokfim Et Amenorah B'Yom Tov, Ve'en Ofim Pitin Gritzin El Rikikin. Omar Rabba Gamliel Yemeim Shabbat Abel Oyo Ofim Pitin Gritzin El Rikikin. Armanu Manas El Abit Avecha. Oyo Machmir Al Atzman. There was still Mekil Mekha Yisrael Liot Ofim Pitin Gritzin V'Charorim. So, Echidom, either on a Cherev Tavshilin, so, what possible is there? My time to be charmed. Either lo on a Cherev Tavshilin, why is Basil Matir? Om Revuna lo Yarlo Meim lo Chashilo in a Cherev Tavshilin. Ukede Chayav Shorle Rabbanan. Revuna lo Taimi, dem Revuna Mishlo in a Cherev Tavshilin. Ofin lo Pat Achat, Mevashu Kedera Achat, Madlikin lo Taner, Mishub Yitzchom or Av Tzolim lo Dokatan. This comes on Beit Shammai, it's no, but not Hatmona. Tanya na meyach nishlo niyach erev tavshilin ofin lo pat achat amni lo keder achat bedigdo at aner vecham lo kiton achat v'yesh amin avtsudum dakatan Rava ma I say it's talking about that he was niyach erev tavshilin and Beit Shammai was machron hatmona g'shayne hatmona de mukha milta de adai de shabbat ha-ka'avit and therefore an erev doesn't work for hatmona. An Erev doesn't work. But for Atmona, Chananya Omer, Beit Shammai Omerim, Eino Fin, Elin Ken Yirev Bepat. Ein Mevashlim, Elin Ken Yirev Betashil. Vein Tomnim, Elin Ken Yolachamim Tumunim Erev Yomtev. But Yolachamim Tumunim, obviously the Erev worked perfectly well. Ovid, Afagav the Mukhamil, so the Daita the Shabbos Ka'ovid. So you see that your Svar is nonsense, and then Beit Shammai doesn't hold such a thing. Elam Rabaye, it's talking about indeed that he made an Erev Tavshilin, but he made it only with Pat, and with Tavshil, but he didn't make it without Mona. So Yirev Lezev, or Lo Yirev Lezev. And the whole point is, Rabbi Gamliel was Machmir, like Hananya's Pshat in Beit Shammai, that if there was no Atmana from before Yontev, then there's no Atmana on Yontev.